This is AgriPulse Daybreak West for Tuesday, June 24th, brought to you by Rabo AgriFinance. Good morning, I'm Jeff Galley. Here's today's headlines. Greg calls for easing ESA rules. Prune board renewed. Ours hopeful on saving snap cut. Representative Gray seeks to shield farmers from ESA rules. Representative Adam Gray of Merced has rolled out the Valley Water Protection Act to ease Endangered Species Act restrictions for Central Valley growers. The legislation would allow exemptions when ESA enforcement threatens national security or triggers significant adverse economic impacts. It mandates the Interior Secretary brief the ESA committee, known as the God Squad, on exemption requests before any decision is made. Gray framed the bill as a lifeline for Central Valley farmers and producers who are the backbone of our community economy amid what he called bureaucratic overreach favoring coastal elites. Co-sponsor Representative Jim Costa of Fresno supports the measure, which draws backing from Turlock, Merced, and Modesto water districts and the San Luis Delta, Mendota, and Fryatt water authorities. Supporters argue the bill realigns water policy, ensuring ESA protections don't override critical water access south of the Delta. Fryatt COO Johnny Amaro appraised it as a modernization that balances economic realities with species safeguards. Prune Board gets renewed. The California Prune Board has received CDFA authorization to continue its marketing order for another 5 years through July 31, 2030. The renewal, resulting from strong industry support and an unopposed continuation, reaffirms the commitment of prune growers and processors to market leadership, innovation, and long-term success, according to the board. The marketing order guides strategic promotion, research, and issue management initiatives funded by mandatory assessments from prune growers and handlers. Senate R's look to save snap cut. Senate Republicans hope to find out today whether they can salvage a key cost-cutting provision in their budget reconciliation bill. Senate Ag Committee Chairman John Bozeman of Arkansas is trying to persuade the Senate parliamentarian to accept some tweaks to a state cost share requirement for the Supplemental Nutrition Assistance Program. The parliamentarian ruled that the provision as it was originally worded would violate the Senate's Byrd Rule. Bozeman said last night the impact of the tweaks on the bill should be negligible. He still expects about $41 billion in savings from the provision. The parliamentarian, quote, didn't feel like the states had enough time to respond and prepare for the consequences of the cost share requirement, Bozeman said. Bozeman said the issue needs to be addressed, quote, as soon as possible to keep the bill on track in the Senate. Revamped BEAD rules challenge some broadband providers. The new broadband equity access and deployment program requirements are now presenting state and local broadband officials with new challenges, including geographic barriers that hinder wireless and satellite connections. While the Trump administration is seeking to bolster the presence of non-fiber options like low Earth orbit satellite and fixed wireless in rural areas through a new set of program guidelines, it can be a struggle to make these technologies work in certain landscapes. That's the word of Jeff Chamberlain. He's the manager of broadband and enterprise projects for Frederick County, Maryland. He said, quote, for us, it's going to be a challenge to identify addresses that can fall under these alternative connection points, Chamberlain said yesterday at a roundtable hosted by the New Democrat Coalition. Take note, the new rules also call for use of the lowest cost technologies, but Maryland's state broadband director, Ronnie Hammond, said there's a lot of confusion about what that means. How are we looking at low cost in the short term or the long term? Hammond asked, noting that in some cases, cheaper short-term investment may require more money down the road to sustain. We'll have more AgriPulse Daybreak West after this.
When you work with Rabo AgriFinance, you get the global knowledge and financial strength of one of the world's largest and most innovative food and ag lenders. Tools essential to realizing your aspirations. Discover how an unmatched network of local and sector experts can help you confront agriculture's challenges and seize the opportunities that lie ahead. Learn more and contact us at www.raboag.com. Creating value, connecting vision. Rabo AgriFinance.
Welcome back to AgriPulse Daybreak West. Dems push for more information on administration's handling of foodborne outbreaks. House Oversight Democrats re-upped a request for more details on the Trump administration's handling of food inspection and foodborne illness outbreaks. The members previously wrote to Health Secretary Robert F. Kennedy Jr. in April with concerns that the firings at the Food and Drug Administration would hurt food safety efforts. The initial letter also followed reports that the agency had not published findings tying an E. coli outbreak to romaine lettuce made by a specific producer, that despite internal communication showing the agency knew the source of the outbreak. Lawmakers said they have received no response from HHS to date. In the letter yesterday, lawmakers also raised concerns about reports that staffing cuts at the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention have created a backlog of public announcements related to foodborne illness outbreaks. They asked for responses to all their inquiries by July 7th. In the meantime, Kennedy is set to appear before the House Energy and Commerce Committee today. He'll testify on his department's 2026 budget request. This will be his first Hill appearance since the release of the Maha Commission report, which was criticized for the science underpinning some findings. Labor suspends farm worker rule that had been enjoined by courts. Farm groups cheered the Labor Department's suspension of a rule issued last year to protect farm workers. Employers said the rule was overly prescriptive. The rule's implementation had already been suspended by the department because of federal injunctions. From the outset, it was clear that the pejorative nature and tenor of the rule was intended to feed and foster false and inappropriate narratives about America's agricultural community. National Council of Agricultural Employers President and CEO Michael Marsh said. New bill would redistribute tariff revenues to farmers. Representative Julia Letlow of Louisiana has introduced legislation to funnel revenues from duties on U.S. ag imports into a fund to support farmers facing costs from new tariffs. As President Trump works to fix unfair trade practices, I'm moving to make sure our farmers receive the support they need, Letlow said in a statement on the bill. The statement adds that farmers could use the funds to replace export losses and offset higher input costs. The bill does not have any co-sponsors, but a spokesperson for the Congresswoman told AgriPulse that Letlow had worked with the House Agriculture Committee on the legislation. Here's today's final word. America's farmers and ranchers are excited and relieved that this administration put this rule out to pasture. That National Council of Agricultural Employers President and CEO Michael Marsh on the Farm Worker Protection Regulations. Well, that's Daybreak West for this Tuesday, June 24th, brought to you by Rabo AgriFinance. For the latest news out of Washington, D.C., visit AgriPulse.com. For AgriPulse Daybreak West, I'm Chuck Dowling.